Monday 16, May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker, and we're glad to be with you for another day, and I trust another week of broadcasting. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're looking at that which is more excellent than even the best of gifts. And as we read over in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. This is a love that comes from God, and we can give it back to God, we can receive it from Him, and we can share it with others as well. It is the first result of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. Father, do bless us now with our words. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners today. And, O God, you said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Grant it, we pray, may our lives demonstrate the love of Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, I trust you had a good Lord's Day past and that you're looking forward to a good week. We're going to get right back into 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This is chapter number two, at least that we're looking at. We looked at 1 John chapter 4, now 1 Corinthians chapter 13, regarding chapters that are given over to the love of God. Beginning in verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. You'll notice here that the Spirit of God, through the pen and the lips of the Apostle Paul, he gives three areas that mankind can be extremely proud of. And by the way, when people are seeking to justify themselves, or they're trying to, quote, work their way to heaven, these are three of the areas that men like to rely on. First of all, he speaks about those who have great speaking abilities. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or have not love, have not the love of God, he said, I'm just a noisemaker. I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And then he said, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, so we move here from the ability to speak to the ability to understand and being able to speak about these great things, mysteries and prophecy and so forth. And yet he said, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, have not charity, I am nothing. Now he goes to the third area because, you know, there are some folks who feel like because of their generosity, somehow they're going to be admitted into heaven. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Well, the Spirit of God just shoots down three areas that men like to boast about and we like to rate each other oftentimes. According to him, he's a great speaker. Oh, man, you've never heard such prophecy preaching as this man has, or he's a man of great faith. And then here's a generous man. My sakes, he's generous. You don't know what all he gives and what all he does. And by the way, it's good if men can speak with the power of God. It's good if we have these gifts and use them for the glory of God. It's good if we're generous, but if that's all we have and we have not the love of God in our heart, dear friend, we're just a noisemaker. We're nothing. We're nobody. And though we might give, it doesn't profit us one thing if we have not the love of our Lord in our heart and life. Oh, man, this is tremendous scripture here. Now, he goes on to describe the characteristics of this godly love of charity in verse 4. And here are two of the first characteristics. Charity, or love, agape love, suffereth long and is kind. And I'm telling you, dear friend, you have to have this kind of love if you know and serve the Lord. I'm just dealing with some situations just recently here where I've seen some good people just greatly mistreated. I mean, greatly mistreated. And were it not for the love of God in their heart, I don't see how in the world they could make it. But love does indeed suffer long and is a kind. And by the way, I am glad that our Lord demonstrated and does demonstrate that love toward me. I'm talking about toward me. I'm so glad that he loves me with a long-suffering love. And I'm glad he loves me with a love that is kind. And you know what? I want that to characterize my life as well. Don't you? Love suffereth long and is kind. And then charity envieth not. Love doesn't envy. Boy, I'll tell you, with these old human natures that we've got, it's easy. It's easy to envy. Now, we should appreciate what God does for us, and we should appreciate what God does for others. We should rejoice in the gifts that God gives to some, and maybe he hasn't given them to us. I'm not one of these multi-talented preachers. I know some preachers that can preach. I mean, preach good. They can sing. They can play musical instruments. I mean, they are just gifted in so many ways. Now, I want to appreciate that. I want to rejoice in that. God help me never to envy them in what they are able to do. Because just as I was reading the day that I'm preaching this message over in the Gospel of St. Luke, dear friend, to whomsoever much is given, from them is much to be received. And sometimes when we look at people who are gifted in so many areas, we forget that not only are they blessed with those gifts, but they are also charged with responsibilities for serving with those gifts for our Lord. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. And then the Bible says, charity vaunteth not itself, is not rash. I like that. I like to be around kind-hearted people. I like to be around gentle people. Yea, I like to be around people who demonstrate the love of God in their heart, and they are not rash. They're not caustic with their actions. They're not caustic with their looks. They're not caustic with their words. No, I don't mean they don't stand up for the truth. I'm not speaking about that at all. But I think you understand where I'm coming from here. Thank God for godly love that is not rash. You know, we're to always speak the truth. But also, there's another qualification for that. We are to speak the truth. Yeah, you're right. You're ahead of me. You're right. We are to speak the truth. How? In love. That's the way we are to speak the truth. Now, you say, well, if it's truth, it ought to be said. Sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not. There are some things that ought not to be said. There are some things that should be said, but whenever something should be said, it ought to be spoken in truth. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not rash. And then, oh, here's the pride killer, is not puffed up, is not proud. You know, the Bible makes it clear that pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And there's a lot more than two things. But here are two things that cannot exist at the same time in the same heart. And that is pride and true humility. They just cannot exist at the same time. That is an absolute impossibility. You can't be puffed up and be humble at the same time. Thank God for godly humility. Thank the Lord that Christian love, godly love, is truly a pride killer, a pride restrainer, and a pride killer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your precious word. The entrance of it giveth light, and we realize that what we're looking at right here in your word, your love, Lord, that was demonstrated in sending your Son, your love that's been given to us so many times in so many ways, as Lord, what really makes life worth living. We thank Thee that God is love, and we thank You, Lord, that You given have extended that love to us and given it to us. Oh, help us to return that love to Thee and others. In Jesus' name, amen.